الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي رتب الأجور على حسب الأعمال، وأوجب العبادات على من أوجبها عليه، وعذر من عذر من العمال، وحرم بعض العبادات على بعض العباد في أحوال، وسكت عن أشياء رحمة بعباده لا نسيانا ولا إهمال. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ذو حكمة بالغة فيما يقضي من الأقدار والأحكام، وذو رحمة واسعة على جميع الأنام. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اصطفاه من بين خلقه، فأرسله إلى جميع خلقه، حسن له خلقه وأدبه فحسن خلقه، أكرمه بالدنيا فجعل له كمال العبودية، فلا يعلم عبد عبد الله بمثل عبادته، عبده في سره وعلانيته، في ليله ونهاره، في سفره بل حتى في شدة مرضه، بل حتى عند موته صلى الله عليه وسلم امتثال أمر ربه حين قال له فاعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. فصلى الله على الشافع المشفع صاحب أطهر قلب يخشع وأزكى عين تدمع، وآله وصحبه والتبع. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، إن مولاكم الجليل قد أخبركم في التنزيل أنه غني عن ثلاثة أشياء، غني عن عبادتكم فليست هي بالتي تزيد في ملكه شيئا، غني عن عذابكم فهو الأرحم بكم من الوالدة بولدها، غني عن شرككم فلن يقبل أي عمل أشرك فيه صاحبه، حتى قال مبينا ذلك بيانا شافيا لئن أشركت ليحبطن عملك ولتكونن من الخاسرين، بل الله فاعبد وكن من الشاكرين. أيها المؤمنون، لقد أوجب الله توحيده على جميع الناس، ولذلك ناداهم في شأن ذلك بقوله يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون، ونادى المتقين منهم بوصف ما يزهم به عن غيرهم حين انتدبهم لخدمته وأمرهم بتفاصيل عبادته، فقال سبحانه يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون، أياما معدودات، أي أن هذا الصيام الواجب إنما هو أياما معدودات، 29 يوما أو 30 يوما، فمقارنتها بأيام العام هي أيام معدودات قد مضى فوق ثلثها، فمن أفطر في شيء من هذه الأيام المعدودات لعذر فعدة من أيام أخر، أي بعد رمضان، يمتد وقتها إلى نهاية شعبان، وما ذلك إلا تيسيرا من الله لأوليائه، كما قال سبحانه يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، فاتقوا الله عباد الله وأحسنوا في عبادتكم كما أحسن الله في خلقكم ورزقكم وتكليفكم ومضاعفة أجوركم، فإن الله رؤوف بالعباد. واعلموا أي معاشر الصوام أن الأعذار المبيحة للفطر ثلاثة لا غير، وهي السفر، فالمسافر مخير بين الصوم والفطر إلا أن يشق عليه لحد الإعياء فيتوجب الفطر، لما ثبت عند مسلم من حديث جابر رضي الله عنه أنه بلغ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في غزوة الفتح أن ناسا قد صيام فدعا بماء بعد العصر فشربه والناس ينظرون إليه، فقيل له إن بعض الناس قد صاموا، فقال أولئك العصاة أولئك العصاة. فإن المشقة تجلب التيسير، ولئن كانت المشقة غير شديدة فالأولى في حق المسافر الفطر، لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله يحب أن تؤتى رخصه كما يحب أن تؤتى عزائمه، رواه ابن حبان والطبراني عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما بسند صحيح. ولا يلزم من أفطر في سفر أن يمسك إن بلغ مقصده وعاد إلى بلده، لقول ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه كما عند البيهقي من أكل أول النهار فليأكل آخره. هذا هو القسم الأول ممن يباح له الفطر في رمضان. وأما القسم الثاني ممن يباح له الفطر في رمضان فهو المريض، وهو على حالين، من يرجى برؤه ومن لا يرجى برؤه. فإن كان الصوم يؤخر برؤه أو يزيد من مرضه فله أن يفطر، فإن كان يؤدي به إلى تلف عضو من أعضائه أو فوات حياته فإنه يتوجب عليه الفطر، لقوله تعالى ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة، وقوله سبحانه يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. فأما المريض الذي يرجى برؤه فيفطر ويقضي مكان من أيام متى ما قدر، وأما الذي لا يرجى برؤه فيفطر ويطعم عن كل يوم مسكينا. وأما القسم الثالث ممن يباح له الفطر في رمضان فهو الشيخ الكبير والمرأة الكبيرة، فإن هؤلاء إن لم يقدروا على الصوم فيفطرون ويطعم كل واحد منهم عن كل يوم مسكينا، ولا قضاء عليهم لتعذر القضاء في حقهم. قال تعالى وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين. ويلحق بهذا القسم الحامل والمرضع، فقد ثبت عند الترمذي وأبي داود وابن ماجه عن أنس بن مالك الكعبي رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله تبارك وتعالى وضع وعن الحامل والمرضع الصوم أو الصيام. ولبعض أهل العلم تفصيل فيما يترتب عليهما من القضاء والكفارة، وقد ثبت عن ابن عباس وابن عمر رضي الله عنهم وسعيد بن جبير وقتادة وسعيد بن المسيب أنه لا قضاء عليهما إنما هي الكفارة. ويلحق بمن يباح له الفطر من يباح له الفطر لإنقاذ معصوم الدم، كالذي يضطر إلى فطر لإنقاذ غريق أو إنقاذ إنسان من حريق وهو لا يقوى على ذلك إلا بأن يفطر، فله أن يفطر ليتقوى على ذلك. وكذلك من اضطر للتبرع بالدم من أجل إنقاذ حياة الإنسان لا يقوى له إلا في وقت الصيام، بمعنى أنه قد يكون صاحب حاجة في عملية قائمة ويحتاجون إلى دم كما يسمونه حار، فإنه عندئذ يفطر ويقضي مكان ذلك اليوم، وله أجر إنقاذ المريض من الله. أي عباد الله، هذه جملة من يباح لهم الفطر في رمضان. على ما سمعتم من تفصيل يضاف إلى ذلك طائفتان: الأولى لا يجب عليها الصوم لمانع بها حتى يزول المانع، وهم الصغير حتى يبلغ الحلم، والأفضل لوالديه تعويده الصيام وتشجيعه عليه. والثاني المجنون حتى يفيق، فهؤلاء إن صاموا لم يصح صومه مرو وإن زال المانع أثناء وقت الصيام فعليهم الإمساك بقية اليوم وعليهم القضاء لذلك اليوم. وكذلك الكافر حتى يسلم. أما الطائفة الثانية فمن يحرم عليهم الصوم لعارض عرض لهم بعد إذ كانوا مكلفين به وهم الحائض والنفساء لقول عائشة رضي الله عنها لمعاذة بنت عبد الله العدوية لما سألتها فقالت ما بال الحائض تقضي الصوم ولا تقضي الصلاة؟ فقالت أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها أحرورية أنت؟ أي هل أنت من الخوارج المتنطعين الذين يشددون في أمر الدين ويكفرون بالذنب المسلمين؟ قالت قالت لست بحرورية ولكني أسأل. قالت كان يصيبنا ذلك فنؤمر بقضاء الصوم ولا نؤمر بقضاء الصلاة. رواه البخاري ومسلم. فهذه يا عباد الله جملة أحكام الفطر في نهار رمضان. فمن لم يكن من هذه الأصناف المذكورة آنفا فعليه الصوم وجوبا، فإن أفطر عمدا فقد ارتكب كبيرة من كبائر الذنوب، فليتق الله ربه وليبادر بالتوبة، وعليه الإمساك بقية اليوم وعليه القضاء ولا شيء فوق ذلك. وأما حديث من أفطر يوما من رمضان متعمدا فلا يسعه قضاء ذلك ولو صام الدهر فإنه حديث لا يصح. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم من كل ذنب إنه عظيم. الحمد لله المنعم على عباده بما شاء، الموجب بتكاليفه لنفوسهم الزكاء ولأموالهم النماء، ولهم في الدارين عيش السعداء ومنزلة الأتقياء ومرافقة الأنبياء. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الأرض ولا في السماء، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أول الشفعاء والشهيد على الشهداء، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد عباد الله، فإن ثم أمور يجمع أهل العلم على أنها من المفطرات، منها الطعام والشراب وما كان في معناهما كالإبر المغذية، فمن اضطر إلى شيء من ذلك قضى يوما مكان ذلك اليوم، ومن تعاطاها عامدا فقد أثم إثما عظيما وعليه القضاء مع الإمساك بقية اليوم والتوبة والإنابة والاستغفار. ومنها إنزال المني عمدا من غير نوم ولا نسيان للصيام، فهذا أيضا يفسد الصوم، وعليه الإمساك بقية اليوم وقضاء يوم مكانه، وعليه التوبة والندم. أما الاحتلام فلا يؤثر في الصوم لكونه عن غير إرادة، ومنها الإيلاج، فإنه يوجب الكفارة المغلظة سواء في ذلك أنزل أو لم ينزل، فعلى من فعل ذلك إمساك بقية اليوم وصوم يوم مكانه والتوبة والندم، وهي عتق رقبة. فإن لم يجد أو لم يستطع فصيام شهرين متتابعين، فإن لم يستطع فإطعام 60 مسكينا. والسفر لقصد محرم لا يبيح له الفطر، وكذلك السفر من أجل الفطر فإنه سفر محرم لأنه منعقد لعمل معصية. فاتقوا الله عباد الله وصونوا صومكم وأطيعوا ربكم يغفر الله لكم والله غفور رحيم. واعلموا يا رعاكم الله أن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى به ملائكته المسبحين بقدسه، وأيها بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليم إن الله وملائكته. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على من أرسلته رحمة للعالمين وجعلته قرة عين المتقين وفضلته على الخلق أجمعين وأعطيته إمامة الأنبياء والمرسلين وخصصته بلواء الحمد يوم الدين ومقام السعد ووهبته حوضا يلده من أحبه فاتبعه وأكرمته بالشفاعة لأهل الطاعة. اللهم اجزه عنا خير ما جزيت نبيا عن أمته وأوردنا حوضه وأكسبنا شفاعته واجعلنا من أهل صحبته في جنات النعيم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل. إن الله نعم ما يعظكم به إنه عزيز حكيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. نعم دير بدر. الحمد لله stable the rewards upon based upon the deeds of worship is obligatory upon those who do the worship, and he exempted them for some reasons, and he subhanahu wa ta'ala made some worship forbidden for some people in some cases. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah with no partners, the one who has the absolute wisdom in everything that he decreed it, and all the rulings that he subhanahu wa ta'ala made obligatory upon his creation. And he is the one who has, he is the one with the he is the merciful one who bestows his mercy upon all of his creation. I bear witness that Muhammad is the slave of Allah, the one who has been chosen by Allah from amongst all the creation, and then he sent him to all the creation. Allah Ta'ala perfected his figure, perfected his looking, the way he's looking, as well as he perfected his manners and characters. He perfected his image and he perfected his manners as well. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed his mercy upon him by making him the best worshipper ever known, as there is no one worshipped his Lord as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who worshipped his Lord in the hidden and open, in night and day, in trouble and residence. However, he worshipped him even when he was ill. Nevertheless, he worshipped him even when he was about to die, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as what his Lord commanded him to do, when he, Allah Ta'ala says, فَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord until death approaches you. فَصَلَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الشَّافِعِ الْمُشَفَّعِ. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the one who is going to be given the right to intercede in the day of resurrection, the one who has the most purified heart which can humiliate, the one who has the eye that always tear for the sake of Allah, as well as his family and companions and those who followed him. Afterward, O slaves of Allah, verily your Lord has already informed you in the lesson that he is sufficient from three things. He is sufficient of three things. He is sufficient of your worship, as it does not increase in his dominion nothing. He is sufficient of of your punishment, as he is the most merciful one, more merciful to his slave, with his slave, than the mother with her children. He is sufficient from all of what you can commit of the shirk and association. So he is not going to accept nothing of the worship that the doer of it may associate anyone or anything with it. Allah Ta'ala says, لَئِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. If you, O Muhammad, associate, then all of your deed would be destroyed and not considered, and you would be from amongst the losers. So worship your Lord and be amongst those who are thankful to their Lord. O believer, Allah Ta'ala has made it obligatory upon his slaves to worship him alone, as he called them by the name of mankind, as in his saying, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. All you, mankind, worship your Lord, the one who created you and those before you, so you may gain taqwa, fearness, or faith of them by the description of piety, to distinguish them from all others, as when he called them to worship him and serve him, as he subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. All you who believe, it is made obligatory upon you, it is prescribed upon you, or prescribed to you, to fast as it was prescribed to people before you, so you may have piety. Ayyaman ma'dudat, it is only counted days, meaning that the obligatory fasting is only counted days, 29 or 30, and it is very little days compared to the 365 days of the year. So these are only little days. With no excuse, then he got to make them up after Ramadan. And the time for making up these days is extended up to the end of Sha'ban next year. And that is only for those who do break fasting with a reason, a valid reason. And that is as an ease given from Allah Ta'ala to his awliya, as he subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah Ta'ala wants or wills for you the ease, but he never wills for you the difficulty. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ عِبَادَ. So you feel worship as Allah Ta'ala did good when he created you and sustained you and made it obligatory upon you to worship him. As Allah Ta'ala is all merciful with all the slaves. And know, O people who fast, that the valid reason for breaking the fast are three. First is trouble. And the traveler is given the choice to fast or break fast during his travels, except when it comes to be very difficult for him to fast, then it is obligatory upon him to break fast, to break the fasting, as what is reported in Sahih Muslim on the authority of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that on the journey of the conqueror of Mecca, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told that some people are fasting, and it became very difficult for them to fast, continue. So he وسلم, called somebody to bring him water, and that was after Asr, so it means just close to Maghrib.
After Asr, he saw Salam called for a bottle of water, or a cup of water, and he drank in front of everyone, and they were looking at him. But he still was told that there are some people still continuing their fasting. He said that those are the disobedient, those are the disobedient. And this means that if you are fasting in a journey, and it became very difficult for you, then you break fast. Otherwise you are a disobedient. You are a disobedient, you are not unobedient now. But now, as a difficulty isn't, if there is a difficulty while fasting during the journey, but it is not very, very difficult, not extreme, but still there is difficulty, then you have the permission to break fast. You already have the permission even without any difficulty. As long as you are a traveler, you can break the fasting and no problem. As in the hadith reported by Ibn Hibban al-Tabarani and the servant of Ibn Abbas with an authentic chain of narration, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Verily Allah likes from his slaves to use of his permission as he likes from them to do his obligations." And it is not obligatory upon the one who breaks fasting of eating, drinking after he reaches his destination. For example, if you travel from Medina to Jeddah in the morning, you're going to reach Jeddah by noon, and you have already broken your fasting during the journey. Some of the ulama say that even if you already broke your fasting during the journey, but because you reach your destination, you're not allowed to eat or drink. This is this has no dalil on that, other than it is the ijtihad of some of the ulama. However, Ibn Mas'ud, رضي الله عنه, as in Sunan Bayhaqi, as Bayhaqi reported, that he, رضي الله عنه, says, who ate at the beginning of the day, he can eat at the end of the day. Or in fact, he said, let him then to eat at the end of the day. That means he should not hesitate. He should not hesitate to eat. That means it is not forbidden for you when you come from your travel and reach your destination, your homeland, it is not forbidden for you to eat or drink if you wish, because you already lost this day. And you broke fast this day legitimately. So this is the first division or group of those who can break their fasting during the day time of Ramadan. The second is the ill person. The ill person. And yeah, ill person is of two kinds. One, who is the medicine doctor's reports say that he may be cured in a time. A day, a week, a month, a quarter of a year, half a year, as whatever it is. But they have a belief that this kind of illness can be cured. In this case, you break fasting if you need it, and then you wait until you are cured, then you fast once again. The second kind of ill person is the one who is ill with an illness that cannot be cured. That cannot be cured. So, this kind of person who is ill with an illness that the trustworthy doctors say that he cannot be cured forever, like people who have cancer, for example. These people, I mean, If the doctor says that he cannot fast forever, then this person breaks fast and feed a needy person for each day. Feed, give food to a needy person for each day. 1 meal. Or 1.5 kilogram of rice, uncooked. Whatever you want, you can do. Now, if he is somebody who is ill and his illness is not going fast, then why he break fast? He should continue his fasting. But if he has some medication to be taken during the time of fasting, then we look, can he delay it until after Maghrib, what doctor says? If yes, he delays. If no, then he breaks fasting. What kind of illness? Any illness. If, for example, he has bad headache, and he cannot concentrate on nothing, prayer, nothing at all, because of this bad headache, then if he needs to break fast, he can break fast. Because Allah Ta'ala just said, Mareed, ill person. Allah Ta'ala did not categorize the illness. So we cannot categorize it. Some of the ulama categorize it. They say that it is the illness that caused harmfulness and this and that. We have no dalil for that. But if it is going, if this illness is going to harm this person, then it is even worse. As Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّعْلُقَةِ. Do not throw yourself with your hands, with your own wishes, into the destruction. Do not destroy your life, your body. That is haram, that is forbidden. So if the medicine doctors say you have to take the medicine during the daytime in Ramadan, then you got to obey and listen. You got to obey and listen. But if the illness can be cured, as we said, he breaks the fasting and later on. If this illness can be cured sometime later, a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, then he just breaks fast and wait until he is cured and just fast, make up those days. The third division of those who are allowed to break fast during the month of Ramadan is the old man and old woman who have no illness, who are not travelers, who are not ill, who are not travelers, but their body is weak. Their body is weak, and if they fast, it causes them more weakness. Maybe they cannot even pray, they cannot move. Then these kind of people, Allah Ta'ala permitted them in the Quran, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ. And those who can fast, but it causes them weakness. And they really cannot then move or cannot do nothing. And these people can break fast, and they only feed a needy for each day. A needy for each day. Also, the woman who is pregnant or the woman who is breastfeeding, they also can break fasting if they feel that they need. Not any, it's not an excuse just because she's pregnant or breastfeeding. She knows, everyone knows herself. She must fear Allah. If she cannot continue fasting, then she can break fast and feed a needy for each day. Some of the ulama said that it depends. If she feels that her goes weak, then she is like the ill person. She breaks fast and fast later. If she feels the baby, then she is like the old man and old woman. But this kind of this kind of yani, separation between these two persons, we did not find any dalil on them, any proof on them from the Quran and Sunnah, although this used to happen during the time of Rasulullah SAW. Women used to breastfeed, the women used to get pregnant. But he SAW did not say nothing about them except what is in the ayah and what the Sahaba said, like Anas ibn Malik al-Ka'bi radiallahu anhu, who said, as in the hadith reported by Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, he said that verily Rasulullah SAW said, verily Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made as both half of the salah of the prayer for the traveler. We know that the one who is in trouble prays only 2 rak'ah of the 4 rak'ah prayer. And for the woman who is pregnant and the woman who is breastfeeding, fasting. Allah put fasting for them. So they can break fast and feed and eat it for each day. It is also the opinion of Ibn Abbas, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhum. These are from amongst the Sahaba, from amongst the Tabi'een, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, Sa'id ibn Musayyib, Qatada, and others. These are students of the Sahaba. 2 and 3 students of the Sahaba. They all said that the woman who is pregnant or breastfeeding can break fast and just feed a needy person for each day. Some of the ulama said, as I told you, the yani, distinguishing between the one who is breaking fast for her weakness and the one who is fearing that the baby find no enough food. This kind of categorization we don't see in the Quran or in the Sunnah. But these are ijtihad of the ulama. It does not mean that these are yani, nothing. But we are supposed to follow the Quran and Sunnah. If not, then the Sahaba. If there is no Quran, no Sunnah about the issue, and no one of the Sahaba said nothing, then we can't take the opinion of the ulama. But if the Sahabi said, how come I take the alim or the ulama saying before the Sahabi saying? Sahabi is greater than the ulama. And like Ibn Mas'ud, Ibn Abbas, Ibn Umar, these are from amongst the big fuqaha of the Sahaba. So these are the total number of the people who are allowed to break fasting during the month of Ramadan. However, there is one more kind which is not yani, usually happen or regularly. It is the one who wants to rescue someone from fire or someone who is drowning in the sea or pool or whatever. And this one who wants to rescue is fasting, and he feels that he is weak. He cannot give any help to that person. What should he do? He should break fast, go help, and after Ramadan he makes up one day. Allah will reward him for that. Also, the person whose blood is needed, but we say as the medicine for the ill person. If it is needed now during the daytime of Ramadan and there is no any solution, he cannot delay it until Maghrib, then we say yes, this person has to donate his blood for rescuing somebody who is in serious illness and they may do operation. And after Ramadan make up one day. But this depends, as I said, on the circumstance. Besides all this, there are 2 groups of people that we need to talk about when we talk about fasting. One, which fasting is forbidden for them for a reason. For a reason. Like what? Or for a temporary reason. No, yeah, for a reason. This reason is like the child who has not yet reached the age of maturity. We cannot say that he is in sin if he breakfasts. He is not in sin. Because it is not yet obligatory upon him. Up until he reached. But the Sahaba used to encourage their children, even when they were very young, to fast. And they give them toys to play with, so they forget the hunger and the lack. But if they break their fasting, we cannot blame them. We cannot say that they are in sin. We cannot say. And the second person is the one who is unsaved. The unsane person, the crazy, who does not distinguish the good and bad, also is not too fast. So these people, their fasting is not acceptable. They are not rewarded for fasting, even if they fast. The child is rewarded, but the unsane person is not rewarded. Is not rewarded. As well as the kafir, the non-believer, until he believes. His fasting is not valid until he believes. So, we cannot tell him that it is obligatory upon you to fast while he is still in the state of kufr. He needs first to come to Islam and then fast. The second group is those whom it is, we said that those, the first group, that fasting is not obligatory upon them. Some of them are going to be rewarded, like the child, if he fasts. Some which like the Majnun, the Ansin, and some of them, as fasting is, it's not obligatory upon him, and it is not accepted from him if he fasts, up until he comes to the state of Islam. The second group is those whom fasting is forbidden for them. So if they fast, they are in sin. They are in sin. And they are Muslims. They are Muslims and it is forbidden for them to fast. And if they fast, they are not going to be rewarded, but they are going to be punished. Who they are? The woman who is in menses and the woman who is in, who is bleeding after birth, after giving birth, until they get clear of the blood. So during this time, if you don't know, I want to fast, we say you are disobedient. You are disobedient to Allah and you are going to be punished. That is because of the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Mu'adh bin Abdullah al-Adawiyya, who asked the mother of believers Aisha radiallahu anha, saying, why the woman who's in menses is told to make up the days in which she does not fast, while she is not told to make up the prayers that she also leaves and abundance. Umm al-Mu'mineen, Aisha radiallahu anha, immediately turns to her and asks her, Haruriyatun anti? Are you from amongst the Haruriyya? Haruriyya are a group of people who used to be in a place called Harura in Iraq. Those are the Khawarij who fight against Ali radiallahu anha, whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described and said that these are the dogs of the fire. Why she said to her like that? Because those people used to be very extremist. Very, very extremist. They believe that they believe that if a Muslim commits a sin, then he's kafir. They believe like that. If a Muslim commits a sin, then he's kafir. So that's why she asked her, why you are asking like this question? Are you from them? She said, no, I'm not from them. I'm not Haruriya, but I'm asking, just asking. She then answered their question saying, this youth, Rasulullah, the woman at the time of Rasulullah used to be in menses. Used to have menses. This is something nature Allah Ta'ala made in the woman body. So she said, this something used to happen to us, and we used to be commanded of making up the day of fasting, but not the prayers. But not the prayers. So it means that we take it as it is given to us. That's it. So these are the total number of people who are allowed to break fasting during the month or the day of the month of Ramadan. And whosoever who is not from amongst these we mentioned, then he has to fast during the day, time of the month of Ramadan. And that is obligatory upon him, it's not a choice. And if he intentionally breaks his fast, has committed one of the major sins, so let him to fear his Lord and fast repentance, do fast repentance, and hold of the rest of the day and make up another day instead of this day. But the one who eats or drinks due to forgetfulness, then he is not told to make up that day. But to continue fasting the rest of the day, and that's it. In the second khutbah, I praise Allah, the one who bestows his mercy upon whom he wants, by giving these obligations to purify the souls and to increase the wealth and to provide them a good life in this life and in the hereafter, and to be in the level of the five people in the prophets. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah with no partners in earth or in heaven. I bear witness that Muhammad is a slave and messenger of Allah, and he is the first intercessor in the day of resurrection, and he is the witness against all the witnesses from all the nations. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, his companions, and his family up to the day of resurrection. Afterward, O slaves of Allah, there are some more things that the ulama have agreed upon, that these are counted from amongst the causes of losing fasting, or invalidators of fasting. From this is eating and drinking, and whatsoever can give the same meaning of eating and drinking, like the